Packers lose the NFC Championship game for the fourth time in seven seasons. Gary Ellerson joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. You hear him on the Wendy's Big Show, weekday mornings, 10 to 2 on the Fan and statewide. Gary, how about this? Aaron Rodgers has as many NFC Championship wins as Tom Brady.
Okay.
That's pretty annoying. Tom Brady just skips on over the NFC and wins the title, goes to the Super Bowl. You know how easy it would have been for the Packers to go to the Super Bowl in this conference if Tom Brady didn't exist?
Yeah, if you think about it, if he wasn't there, I mean, because...
Who would have beat him? Nobody.
Yeah, no. Nobody would have beat him. I mean, they would have for sure had the better team. And they may have had the better team yesterday. It just didn't fall in place for them.
Do you think that football is... Do you think the last 20 years of football would have been more enjoyable if Tom Brady didn't exist? Because I do. Because I think I'm just tired of it. And all these franchises and fan bases that lost out on their chance to have a winner because Tom Brady has to not just win a couple of times. Like Eli Manning won a couple times, and Peyton won a couple times, and Drew Brees gets one, Rodgers gets one, Ben's there, Russell's there. But think of all the championships that were lost for other teams because Tom Brady has to have six and now probably seven of them.
No, I don't. As a former player, or a guy that played the game, I don't feel that way. What captured me last night, although he beat our team, but with Tom Brady, is passer rating wasn't very good, but just true greatness, what we're witnessing here. We're seeing something in the history of the NFL that we'll never see repeated again by any other quarterback. They'll be talking about this 100 years from now. Of course, we'll all be dead and gone. But the guy is absolutely incredible at what he's been able to do. I mean, his track record speaks for itself. Just would have never thought that he could come over to the NFC and then get to the Super Bowl with a team with players that he barely knew.
His first year. I mean, they're good players. But, you know, if the first couple of weeks with the Buccaneers, it looked like him and Bruce Arians weren't on the same page. And then... You know, they just the last month of the season.
And they weren't.
They weren't. And then they just figured it out. And
They got it together.
They win every game on the road in the playoffs, and now they get to host a Super Bowl. Good for them. Good for Tom Brady. Now he gets to host a Super Bowl.
And I don't know the whole, because no one ever said this about Michael Jordan when he was winning everything. I don't remember that. But no one wants to see Tom Brady win. I mean, were you like this with Michael Jordan when he was winning for the Chicago Bulls?
No, I love Jordan.
Because there were a lot of players like Charles Barkley. I mean, there were a lot of players who didn't – Patrick Ewing. I mean, there were a lot of players who didn't get a championship because of Michael Jordan. And I think you're saying similar things about Tom Brady, that players didn't get championships because of Tom Brady, but you're sick of seeing it. I think that is the prevailing feeling amongst fans. For me, enjoy the greatness. And now I know they had the cheating scandal and all that, but even without the cheating, the guy is just absolutely incredible. He's good at what he does. Nobody like him.
We're dissecting this game, as you guys will, 10 to 2 on the Wendy's Big Show.
Let's dissect it.
And I think one thing that I haven't brought up yet is the despondency of Aaron Rodgers after the game and how sad he was. And I don't read too much into it. Now there's articles being written about if you trade him after June 1st, the cap hit's not as bad. This guy's not going anywhere. Can we put that to rest, please?
Yeah, no, he's not going anywhere. Just upset after a loss. That's all that is. And then they'll move on. He'll get over it. He's not going anywhere. I'd be shocked if that were to happen. Never say never in this business unless he wants out, but I don't see him leaving.
Well, he'd either have to retire or force a trade or get traded. I don't see any one of those things happening.
Right, I don't.
So
he would have to retire or force a trade. Those are the first two things.
Yeah, I don't see them happening. We'll hear from Rodgers later, and you guys can judge for yourself, but there was a lot of, I think, unnecessary drama amongst Packers beat writers and fans last night on social media.
Yeah, let's get into the field goal, if you may, if we can. Let's get into the nuts and bolts of this thing. A lot of stuff on Twitter, social media about Matt LaFleur going for the field goal. And I get it. I understand it. You had three turnovers. I think you scored 7 points off of three turnovers. Got nothing. You were down there the drive before, and you really come away with nothing. I mean, the offense was just not on point. Now, I can go either way with it, but I felt like somehow, some way, they needed to get a score. And to me, I was okay with the field goal. But it wasn't, for me, the telltale sign that lost this game. The drop interception that you had should have been caught. I don't know what defense they were in before the end of the half. That should not have happened. But then if you want to blame it on defense and those things, I thought the defense played well enough to win with saying all that. So for me, it just was a weird game. And I know fans want to blame somebody because that's what we do. And that's why we got a job, because we like to feed into this whole kind of stuff. But for me, the drop pick right before halftime, those two plays to me were bigger than the decision to kick the field goal, because basically you had four timeouts, adding in the 2-minute warning. And I thought the defense played well enough to get you the ball back.
I think
just didn't happen.
The problem I have with the field goal, instead of giving Rodgers one more chance to potentially tie the game, and I'm going to tell you this, and Horvat's not here. He's going to be after you guys today with Tim. So we've decided I don't let him say punch in the mouth anymore.
Okay.
Because I'm tired of that phrase.
Yeah.
But he doesn't want me talking about Madden anymore.
Why?
Because I talk about it too much.
Okay.
But I'm going to bring up Madden. Because in Madden, I play a lot of games where I am down and I have to, like, try to come back. Okay, so I'm thinking here, it's 31-23, and I was thinking, if I score a touchdown, and I being the Packers, then I still have to get the two-point conversion. Now, would I be better off kicking a field goal here, and then getting the ball back, getting a stop on defense, and then when I score, I don't have to worry about the two-point conversion? So why you would do that is if you're assuming that, or too worried about, the two-point conversion. When Matt LaFleur, though, actually kicked the field goal, he gave the ball back to Tom Brady. I understand it was north of 2 minutes, and you have the 2-minute warning, so you essentially have four timeouts, but you're still going to need a stop from your defense against Tom Brady, who has made a career. We just talked about how they're going to talk about this for the next 100, 200, 300 years. He's made a career out of winning games in this fashion, where you give him the ball back, and you're going to regret it forever. Aaron Rodgers has been in all of these playoff games his whole career where we say, oh, if he would have just gotten the ball one more time, if he could have just gotten the coin toss in overtime. Matt LaFleur, who comes over here, gets gifted Aaron Rodgers as a quarterback, takes him out on purpose, takes the ball out of his hands on purpose to then give it back to the defense. I think that for Matt LaFleur and all these things that we can look at, Will Redmond dropping the interception, that was a bad thing that happened. Kevin King getting burned, that was a bad thing that happened. Matt LaFleur, that was a decision that he made the decision.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
To take the ball out of Rodgers' hands. So
yeah.
When I look at this game,
up until that point, Rodgers really hadn't done anything. I think if the offense was clicking and they were on point, and had they scored more points off of turnovers, we wouldn't be having this discussion.
No, you're right. But I'm going to look back at that decision as the Bostic fumble of this game.
No,
because
it
was a decision.
That. Nowhere near that. And you can overreact on that, the whole Bostic thing, but nowhere near the Bostic thing. Nowhere near it. Not even close. Not even the same universe. It's way overreaction. And this is a lot what happens,
I'm
too.
I'm saying because, it was worse because it was
and
a
here's
decision.
Why, and here's why people like you are so upset about it, because you come on the radio last week talking about Super Bowl, all hyped up. They're going to go, they're going to go all crazy.
Why the hell wouldn't I be
all crazy,
like that?
All crazy about it.
What am I supposed to do?
All crazy about it. And then this happens. And then this happens. Then you get gut punched. And then you got to go on the radio, stand on your pulpit, and then blame somebody. Because you were all going gung-ho crazy.
I'm about 2 minutes away from blaming you.
This wasn't a team that you could just thought they were going to waltz right into the Super Bowl. They had warts. There were signs all year long. But people were just going absolutely crazy about this team. And I get it. As well as you should. It's your team. But it wasn't a sure sign, a sure bet. I mean, there are some times when you see a team, you go, that's a Super Bowl team. They got everything. We saw that this defense wasn't very good. We saw the special teams wasn't very good. We saw a high-powered offense. But there were holes in this team all season long that we kept. And then not only that, if you want to blame some, we saw, and I don't even want to go in this, the draft wasn't what people thought that it would be. I mean, this team, very good team, but still wasn't that team that you could say that was a lock. For the Super Bowl.
Okay.
It wasn't.
Okay, you know what?
I mean, the 49ers, the year before when they went, there was nobody who was going to beat the 49ers in the NFC. They were a lock. Okay. The Mahomes team in the AFC on the other side, last year, not this one, but last year, we knew they were a lock. This Packer team wasn't a lock. Just wasn't.
So you know what you're doing? In you criticizing me for looking for someone to blame, you're blaming me! You're blaming me for the loss, man.
I'm not blaming you.
Yes, you are.
I know you have, because you got on your high horse. Now you got to go point the finger at somebody.
I didn't get on horse.
You did. You were going crazy.
I've been saying all year that this team is going to come one drop catch short of the Super Bowl.
Well, then you,
and then St. Brown drops the two-point conversion.
You should have stayed with that then.
When did I change?
And here's another thing. Let me just say this. Here's another thing. On a Big Show Network, my good friend Joe Zinzola comes on last week, he and his brother Alex, and they list all these things that happened in Wisconsin sports. And Joe was talking about, he got absolutely murdered on the show where people were coming out because he wasn't a Packer fan. He didn't believe in the Packers, this, that, and the other. And Joe was just merely saying, guys, if you think about it, this is what has happened to us as Wisconsinite sports fan. These things are true. And they are. And then on a postgame show last night with Steve and I, probably one in every three callers mentioned what Joe was saying last week. But then you people came on our show and absolutely gave it a business about it. And it is. It's hard to get down with it, but it is. If you look at Wisconsin sports history, we have been just crapped on for a long time.
Yeah,
even
it's getting annoying.
With the Badgers. Yes, Brewers, Bucks. Even look at the Bucks right now. And I'm going to tell you right now, don't be going saying the Bucks are going to be in the NBA championship. I mean, I like their odds, but they're not the odds-on favorite to get there. I mean, the Nets look pretty good right now.
Oh, yeah.
Hell, we lost to Toronto a couple years ago. I mean, the window may be closing on that, but they'll be there. But it's not a shoe-in.
So
the Brewers, I'm okay with the Brewers. What, maybe 70 games they win, maybe?
Oh, yeah, they're going to suck.
Right? I mean, so don't get your hopes up there.
Looks good is that Badger basketball team. If they put a run.
No, and they're the same old Badgers, too. Don't even do that. That same old Badgers. Don't buy. If they win it, great. But don't sell the house on the Badger basketball.
So you
team.
Don't want us
I
to
watched
ever
them
get
play,
excited
I watched them jokers play Ohio
teams.
State. I watched them play Ohio State the other day and got the tail kicked. I'm like, I said to myself, self, same old Badgers. That's what they do.
So we can't get excited about our teams.
No, you can. I'm not saying you can't.
Michael Scott.
But then you just go, I mean, you just go absolutely crazy. I mean, the fall is hard, and then we got to go blame people.
Because
and be mad.
There was
you
like
want,
15
want,
different
I got people
things.
Right now on my social media. They want Matt LaFleur fired.
What was a fireable offense?
Are you kidding me?
He took the ball out of Rodgers' hands.
Oh, my God. Rodgers should have done something. We had three turnovers in that game. Nothing.
Rodgers should have done something. Rodgers should have fell on the ground and said, my foot hurts, and then the Packers would have had to call a timeout, and then he'd be like, are you really not going for this fourth down, you idiot?
There are too many other things in that game.
Crosby and J.K. Scott should have ran their give-and-go on that field goal. They should have done a fake field goal on their own they tried the other week.
Sure.
Wow. Well, fine. So you're being, I get it. Everybody on your show needs a role. So you're being the I'm above it all guy.
Now you want to give me a narrative. Now you want to put your narrative.
You're giving your own narrative to yourself.
Well, here's my narrative. Here it is.
Narrative.
It wasn't a Packer team that was a shoe-in to go to the Super Bowl.
No, but it was a Packer team that was better than this Tampa team.
Well, they didn't prove to be because the Tampa Bay beat them twice already this year.
Yeah, well, that's because Matt LaFleur kicked a field goal.
Okay.
And Will Redmond dropped a touchdown. And Devontae Adams dropped a touchdown. And the offensive line was a sieve.
I would say
David
this.
David Bakhtiari was hurt.
Missed him sorely. Missed him sorely in that game. And I said, you know what? If they're going to do it, you can do it for three games, right? You can get Billy Turner to play three really good games and be above it all. And he almost did it. But the offensive line as a whole got torched. I mean, Ricky Wagner, God bless his soul, former Badger, he just couldn't handle it. I mean, Shaq Barrett just beat him like a drum over there. And the snap count, these jokers were all in tune with the snap count. I mean, the snap count didn't work. I mean, Rodgers' voice on the snap count didn't work in this game very much. Those guys got off the ball tremendously over there.
If matters couldn't be any worse, I just looked at Twitter, and it looks like we're getting 4 to 6 inches of snow tonight and tomorrow.
It all depends on which way the wind's going to blow.
Well, it's Wisconsin. The wind always blows the worst way.
There you go.
Gary, I'm going to let you go.
No, I'm going to let you go. Hey, I want to say it's been great waking up every Monday morning with you and Horvy. And I'm going to miss you guys. And, you know, if you ever want me to come on, just call me up anytime. I'm ready for you. I'm here for you.
You know, I do, because I do enjoy talking with you.
Yeah.
I know it doesn't sound like it today.
Yeah.
Or most weeks.
Yeah.
But I do enjoy the
friendship that we really have against all odds. You really are one of those unsung heroes for our radio station. Really.
Well, I appreciate that.
Salt of the earth. Gotta love this guy. Oh, pure, man. Just great talent.
And you bring us...
Yeah.
Somehow, a level of credibility.
Love you as a teammate.
Gosh.
I got to go use the bathroom.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
See ya. Bye. Gary Ellerson.